Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Using the Bible to pray. During the first year of Darius's reign, I, Daniel, learned from reading the word of the Lord, as revealed to Jeremiah the prophet, that Jerusalem must lie desolate for 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and fasting. I also wore rough burlap and sprinkled myself with ashes. Daniel chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. Reading the word of God prompted Daniel to pray to the God that is revealed in the word, and the prayer he offered to God was grounded in biblical promises, in God's own promises. See verses 4 through 19. It's like when children are speaking to their earthly fathers and say, "Dad, you promised." It gets the attention of that father's heart because he wants to keep his word. God hasn't forgotten his promises. In fact, he is always at work to fulfill what he has said. But when we pray, "Father, according to your promise to me," we are praying words that resonate with his heart. He delights for his children to see him at work, and he is glorified when we praise him for fulfilling what he has promised. When we end our prayer with, "In the name of Jesus, amen," that is not just some magical phrase that we tag on, but it is a reminder that we can come boldly before God's throne with our petition. And prayers that are aligned with the heart of God, prayers that are grounded in the Word of God, have the Amen of Jesus added to them. See Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22, and 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. We never need to be at a loss for words when we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Read His Word, see the Holy Spirit illuminate and apply the Word to your circumstances, and then pray confidently in the name of Jesus. For pastors and shepherd leaders, my book, Amen Indeed, contains over 100 biblically based prayers for many of the situations we face in our ministries. My prayer for you is that this book will help you learn how to use the Bible as your prayer book.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to craigtowens.com.